Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
That's all there is to it?
That's all. You are now Miss Dorothy Douglas, young lady.
Gosh!
I'd like to congratulate you, Mr. Douglas, on the adoption of your daughter.
Oh, thank you, Judge Markham.
And I'd like to congratulate you, young lady, on acquiring a fine father.
Thank you.
Mrs. Douglas, it would seem you are to be congratulated as well.
I have to agree with you, Your Honor.
We're very grateful for your help, Judge. Oh, it's my pleasure. Goodbye, Miss Douglas.
That's you, Dodie.
Oh, bye. Hey, that's my name now.
That's right.
How did you know about this before I got home?
Well, that's the way it works, Dodie. Being adopted means you're Douglas, just like the rest of us.
Chip and Ernie, my real brothers now?
Right, and me too.
And Katie's my sister?
Sister-in-law, but that's just as nice.
How about somebody cutting the cake?
How about the babies?
Oh, you're a real aunt, and they're all your nephews.
Hey, that's me.
Why doesn't somebody cut the cake?
Yeah, Charlie, it looks almost good enough to eat.
With all this jabbering going on, I didn't think anybody was ever going to get to it.
It's a lovely cake, Charlie, and it was very thoughtful of you to make it. You don't want a piece, do you, Ernie?
I'll force myself.
Being adopted sure is neat.
Yeah, I'm adopted too.
We're all Douglases.
Except for Uncle Charlie. He's an okay son.
Don't worry, Uncle Charlie. We'll adopt you too.
Well, good, because nobody ever wants us older kids.
What did you do wrong?
Nothing.
And how come your mother wrote the teacher?
To tell her my new name.
You got a new name?
Sure. Dodie Douglas.
Douglas is a dumb name.
Huh?
I used to live next door to a real creepy boy named Douglas.
I like it.
How come you got a new name?
Because my new daddy adopted me.
I'm glad I don't have to get a new daddy.
I think it's neat.
I guess it's okay if that's all you got. But old daddies are twice as good as new ones.
They are not.
They are so, too. Give me that note.
No. You give me that.
Try and get it. Dodie, sweetheart, it's Mommy.
Oh, darling. Oh,
did you have another bad dream?
Oh,
did something in your dream frighten you?
Oh, well,
you want to tell me about it? Well, it might help if you talk about it.
Well, what's the trouble in here?
Oh, she had a bad dream.
Oh, well, dreams aren't real, Dodie. They can't hurt you.
You know that, don't you, Dodie?
Yes. Can I sleep with you, Mama?
Well, honey...
Can I sleep with you?
All right. I'll sleep in here.
Oh, this bed isn't big enough for both of you. Take her in our room, huh?
But yes, but honey... Oh. All right. Come on.
Good night, Dodie.
Good night, love.
Maybe that's what you came after.
Night.
Good night,
going to sleep in here tonight no matter what.
Well, we'll see. How did she sleep in there?
Well, she slept like a rock. Steve, whatever is bothering her, it really seems pretty deep.
Yeah, well, I don't think we ought to try too hard to find out what it is. I think maybe the more we talk about the dreams, the more real they'll seem to her.
I don't know, maybe you're right.
Thanks. You know, this whole thing has been a pretty tough adjustment for her. I mean, new family, new school, new friends.
I know that's true, but I don't know. I just wish we could help her. I stayed awake all night worrying about it.
You did?
I did.
You know, I'm not so sure Dodie is the one who needs the help.
What do you mean?
Well, look who slept like a rock, and look who spent the whole night worrying about her.
I'll see you at breakfast.
Yeah, okay.
Dodie.
How come?
You're in our place.
I always sit here.
This is our place, isn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of sandwich do you have?
I haven't looked yet.
It's deviled egg. I'll swap you mine for it.
What kind is it?
Cheese.
It's all dried up.
It's good for you. My mother says it's full of vitamins and stuff. Debbie, you want to swap your pickles for Dodie's banana?
Sure.
Well, Karen, you can have the cookies.
Thank you.
better get up. Don't be late for school. What's the matter?
I don't feel good.
I don't feel well. Did you get a headache?
Not exactly.
Did your tummy upset?
No.
Well, what is it?
I don't feel good.
Well, honey, there has to be a reason why you don't feel well. What do you hurt?
Sort of all over.
Well, is it a sharp pain or a dull pain?
Kind of in between.
May I come in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look who's the lazy bones this morning.
I don't feel good.
Oh, that's too bad, Dodie. You think it's anything serious?
Well, I don't think it's anything too serious.
Maybe we ought to call Dr. Osborne.
Well, honey, I think maybe we could handle this ourselves.
Oh?
Dodie, now you tell me if I touch you, if it hurts, okay?
Okay.
Just what I thought it was.
Schoolitis?
I don't think we're going to have to call Dr. Osborne.
Well, what do you recommend, Dr. Barbara?
Well, in cases like this, I think the best cure is a big dose of castor oil.
I think I'll get better pretty soon.
Well, congratulations. I will say that's one of the fastest cures on record.
Well, she does have to go to school.
Yeah, I know. You don't think maybe school has something to do with those nightmares, do you?
Oh, well, honey, she can't stay out of school indefinitely. I mean, whatever it is, she's just going to have to face it sooner or later.
Yeah, I suppose.
Hey, come on, Ernie. We got to go talk to Dodie.
How come?
Well, she doesn't want to go to school.
Who does?
Yeah, well, she knows she has to.
And she's either sick or somebody's picking on her.
And she's not sick. Come on. Well, it's nothing to be ashamed of if somebody's been picking on you.
Sure. It happens to everybody.
It does?
Well, sure. And now tell us who it is.
It's a big old girl named Victoria.
What does she do?
She picks on me.
We'll straighten her out.
You will?
Well, sure. You should have come to us first thing.
What do you think big brothers are for?
I don't know.
Well, come on, we better get down to breakfast.
I'm starved.
Me too. There she is.
You go ahead and we'll catch up to you.
No. You made me kick it on a crack.
I did not. You did too.
Something wrong, Dodie?
No. These are my big brothers.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this the girl you share your lunches with?
Yeah, this is Victoria.
I hear you swap food at school and everything, Victoria.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because Dodie's kind of little. Well, we want to make sure she gets plenty to eat.
That's what big brothers are for, huh, Chip?
You could do us a favor, Victoria.
Okay.
Well, Dodie's kind of new at school and everything. Well, we'd like you to see that nobody picks on her.
Yeah. Well, we don't really know what we'd do to anyone that picked on our little sister. But we'd probably have to cream them real good.
Nice to meet you, Victoria.
Yeah. You want to kick the block?
My turn, Victoria.
It is not, it's your turn.
Yeah, we came here first.
And we've been waiting a long time.
You can go to the end of the line like everybody else.
My big brothers wouldn't like that.
My really big brother is Robbie, and if he heard about this, he would do terrible junk to you.
It's okay, Dodie.
Oh, honey, why don't you get it? I'll put these away.
Okay. Hello. Yes, this is Rob Douglas. What? Me? Where'd you get that idea? Hey, who is this? Wait a minute.
What kind of a conversation was that? Who was that?
She wouldn't tell me her name. It sounded like a little girl.
What did she want?
She wanted to know what terrible, awful things I do to people.
Well, it must have been a gag.
Yeah, some kooky kids will do anything for a laugh. Me, Jack the Ripper.
Better move.
My big brother says I don't have to.
What a week here. Let her sit there.
How do we know she has any big brothers?
I saw him.
I've got another big brother who's already grown up and married and had three babies at once.
What's so big about that? I bet my daddy's bigger than he is.
I've got a daddy, too. He's bigger than a giant, almost.
My daddy isn't that big, but he sure can yell loud.
Nobody yells at me. I'm the only little girl in the family. I don't have any dessert.
Pauline Lewis, Mrs. Douglas, Victoria's mother.
Oh, yes, we met at the PTA. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Would you like to sit down? Can I get you some coffee or
Oh,
tea?
No, thank you.
I hardly know where to begin. Well, is there something I can help you with? I really don't know. We've been having quite a time with Victoria.
Oh?
She's been having nightmares, waking up at night terrified.
Well, I can sympathize with you. The same thing happened to Dodie a few weeks ago.
What did you do about it?
Well, nothing. It just disappeared as suddenly as it came.
Well, in Victoria's case, it's as if she were deathly afraid of something or someone.
Someone?
I hate to say this, but I'd really come to the conclusion that it must be Dodie.
Dodie?
Victoria has cried out Dodie's name in her sleep several times.
But Victoria is so much bigger. How could Dodie be a threat to her?
Well, frankly, that's what I was hoping you could tell me.
Well, I'll certainly ask Dodie and see what I can find out.
Good. And I'd appreciate it if you let me know what you find out. The thought of anybody in his family being afraid of anything is doing something to her father.
Well, as soon as I find out, I'll let you know.
Certainly appreciate that. We're in the telephone.
Well, fine.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Where are the babies?
Uncle Charlie has them outside.
He thinks that rugged outdoor men start with rugged outdoor babies.
Oh. Something bothering you?
I'm a little upset. I just had a very strange conversation with a very upset mother.
What happened?
Well, Mrs. Lewis thinks that Dodie is threatening her daughter.
That's odd.
I mean, I just don't understand it. Victoria is so much bigger than Dodie. What could she possibly threaten her with?
Me.
What?
Last night I got a phone call from a little girl who thinks I do terrible, awful things to people.
You think there's any connection?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Dodie, how could you do such a thing?
She was picking on me until I told Chip and Ernie.
Oh, you told Chip and Ernie about Victoria?
Sure.
Chip and Ernie, would you come in here, please? Dodie tells me you two knew about Victoria picking her.
Yep, we did. We fixed her wagon.
And your solution was to scare a little girl?
Well, she's not that little, Dad.
We did lean on her a little. But it was all sort of psychological.
Was it psychological for Dodie to threaten her with Robbie?
Well, we didn't know she was going to do that, Dad.
Of course, you know what you've done. You've treated Victoria worse than she treated Dodie.
You understand that, don't you, Dodie?
I guess so.
Dodie, always try to remember that most people are going to act towards you just about the way you act towards them.
Okay, Daddy.
Now, have you fellas any idea how to straighten this out?
Why don't we just ignore it?
Yeah, quiet, Ern. We'll figure something out, Dad. We psychologied our way into this. We'll psychology our way out. Come on, you guys. Let's talk it over.
Well.
Steve, I just don't understand it. I mean, Dodie has always been such a sweet-natured little girl.
Well, honey, what Dodie did was strictly basic human behavior. She was pushed, so she pushed back.
But our civilization is supposed to have progressed a bit beyond that.
Unfortunately, that's not true. Dodie discovered the old principle of strength in numbers, and she applied it.
Come to think of it, so did I.
How do you mean?
Well, I waited till you got home before I talked to her.
Oh.
How was your golf?
Well, I had a very good front nine. I had four double bogeys and five triple bogeys, and then, for some reason, my whole game fell apart.
Oh, come on.
I had a 61.
Oh, come on.
All right, 82.
What makes you think she'll come by this way?
She gets sent to the store a lot. See, I told you.
Okay, you stay here until we call you, Dodie, and then you do what we said.
Okay.
Hi, Victoria. You want to do us a favor?
A favor?
Yeah. We got a little problem we thought you might help us with. You happen to be going to the store?
Yeah.
All by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, Dodie's not allowed to go to the store by herself. And we were wondering if you'd let her go along with you.
How come?
We think it'd be nice if she had a friend who's allowed to go to the store by herself. And if anyone picks on either one of you, we'll cream them real good.
Ain't no kidding?
Well, sure. As long as you don't have any brothers, we'd be glad to do the job for you. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Dodie.
Victoria says you guys can go to the store together.
Hey, Nate. You want to go, Dodie? Sure.
Oh, and don't forget, you guys got to take turns and stuff.
Okay. I was thinking something, Dodie.
What, Victoria?
Douglas isn't a dumb name.
Thank you.
You know something, Ernie?
What?
Sigmund Freud would have been proud of us.